continuing with Margaret, honored at a dinner at the Waldorf with Rear Admiral Charles Sigsbee, he described the aerial warships that were coming, and once more predicted a wireless telephone that would encircle the globe. The patents on his brilliantly designed flivver airplane, or flying stove, in today's technical literature, the descendants of this craft, not to be confused with simple helicopters, are called vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, VTOL, would not be filed until 1921 and 1927, and finally granted in 1928. This is believed to be the only invention patented by Tesla of which, probably for lack of developmental capital, he built no prototype. The year the patents were issued, the inventor would have been 72 years of age, and this is patent number 1655114, 1,655,114, apparatus for aerial transportation, dated January 3, 1928. The tiny plane, which he thought should sell for less than $1,000, rose straight into the air with its helicopter-type lifting propeller. The pilot touched a tilting device that pitched the craft forward, placing the propeller in front, airplane style. The pilot's seat swiveled to remain upright while he moved the wings into a horizontal position. Tesla's light but powerful turbine was to thrust the plane forward at great speed. It could land by reversing the process on a space the size of a garage roof or a living room or the deck of a small boat. Tesla's vertical takeoff concept languished until nearly a decade after his death. Then, in the early 1950s, both Convair and Lockheed tested vehicles that, although vastly more sophisticated in engineering, adhered faithfully to the Teslian fundamentals. The more successful of these craft, the Convair XFY-1 Pogo, was a 14,000-pound single-seat Navy fighter powered by a 5850 horsepower Allison T-40 turboprop engine. At rest, it sat on its tail, nose pointed skyward. In action, it took off vertically, then rotated 90 degrees to horizontal flight, in which it had a designed top speed in excess of 600 miles per hour at 15,000 feet. Although tests, and I'm still tripping on the $1,000 estimated cost. You feel me, how the power guys hold back progress, you know? Desperately trying to keep us from leaping to our freedom. Anyway, continuing. Although tests of the Pogo were generally successful, The Navy decided not to put the plane. Why do we, remind me again why we need keepers? Remember Shakespeare? You know, woe to those who bestow their freedom to keepers. We do not need keepers. As Proudhon says, the very idea is absurd. Each one of us is bestowed by the infinite with infinite power. We are expressions of it. It is by force that they keep us as children so they can appear as gods or the good daddy, the parent. Force, hate, resides in the state, not in us. Let's get clear on what is meant by fascism. Please.